Reporting from Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nesvetarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. Starting on Monday, August 17th, transit workers with the Coast Mountain Bus Company began job action after their representing union Unifor issued a strike notice late last week. The current job action currently only consists of a uniform ban, meaning that service is not interrupted, but workers will be seen on shift without their regular uniforms. CJSF reached out to Unifor to learn more about what led to this job action, and we got in touch with Gavin Davies, the national representative for Unifor.
Okay, so what led up to this was the parties have been bargaining now since the beginning of this year. A tentative agreement was reached between the employer and the union. The members rejected that tentative agreement. Then, with the assistance of a mediator, the parties were able to resolve some of the outstanding issues that the members rejected. The reasons for them rejecting the tentative agreement were addressed, and the members didn't feel that the tentative agreement dealt sufficiently with the issues that they're facing in the workplace enough. So that led to the second rejection of the tentative agreement. And because of the use of the mediator already, now we find ourselves in a position where there's going to be job action.
Davies also explained that while there haven't been any recent negotiations, Unifor is still committed to communicating with the employer in order to resolve this job action. However, Davies also explained what some of the specific issues are that transit workers are facing and how that resulted in the current uniform ban.
I think the public is well aware of what transit operators that they face, speaking specifically of transit operators, not maintenance or CBUS. What they face on a day-to-day, lack of recovery time, which is a time that the schedule uses to get back on time. And that's what the drivers use as their breaks. So they don't get sufficient breaks. They're faced with long split shifts. They're faced with traffic woes that anybody in the Lower Mainland can imagine what it's like driving in city traffic 8 hours a day. So those are the issues that they're trying to address. The ever squeezing of funding has resulted in schedules being trimmed right to the minute detail. So members can drive through the city, across the city, spending hours doing so, 2 hours. Get to the end of the line where they have to use a restroom, and they're already due out to start off in their next trip. And in some locations, the restrooms are shared public washrooms in a gas station or and what have you. I don't think they're misconceptions. I think the public is well aware of the frustrations that transit operators face.
CJSF also reached out to the Coast Mountain Bus Company for a comment on the current job action. And here's what we received. Quote, Coast Mountain Bus Company acknowledges that the tentative agreement has not been ratified by union members in Unifor Locals 111 and 2200. CMBC remains committed to the collective bargaining process and to reaching a fair agreement. Based on the job action announced by the union at this time, we do not anticipate any impacts to transit service. End quote. As stated by Unifor and Coast Mountain Bus Company, the current job action will have no impacts on transit services. However, if an agreement is not made, then service disruptions may be a part of future job action. This has been Danny Nesvetarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.